Hello, this is my Easter week diary for April the 22nd, 2017. Today is Saturday in Easter week. Here is a reading from Psalm 104, verses 25 through 34. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its living things too many to number, creatures both small and great. There move the ships, and there is that Leviathan, which you have made for the sport of it. All of them look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things. You hide your face, and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in all his works. He looks at the earth, and it trembles. He touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I have breath. I will praise my God while I have my being. This portion of Psalm 104, a reflection on all of creation. A reflection on God's involvement with that creation. A reflection upon the creation's dependence upon God's goodness for its continuation. And a rejoicing in this notion that it is God's Spirit that permeates and perpetrates all of creation. I suspect that we've lost a bit of the mystery surrounding all that goes on in creation. We are so caught up, as I've said many times through this season, with all the things we have to do. And yet, to simply pause, to go outside, to get a breath of air, to look at a tree or a tulip, to notice the clouds in the sky, to hear the sound of a river rushing over rocks, to behold some piece of God's creation, whether great or small, is to reconnect with it. April 22nd is celebrated in this country anyway as Earth Day, a time for people of all faiths and traditions to connect to the fact that it is this earth that we are inhabitants of and caretakers for. And some folks think that what we need to be about is remembering that the earth gives us life. And I can understand that particular perspective. But the psalmist frames it in a much more universal way. It is God that enlivens the earth, and therefore we are enlivened. We would say as Christians that the earth is not separate from the creation of God, that it doesn't exist outside of God's care. And even though it may seem to us that there are certain laws of physics and dynamics that create all that we enjoy in being citizens of this world, well, Christians would say all that we are enjoying is the result of God's creative presence. And it seems appropriate today that we are remembering Earth Day, remembering our dependence upon and celebration of God's creation on this seventh day of the Easter season. It was only a week ago that the church commemorated Jesus' body being still in death in the tomb. And now we are singing hymns about Jesus being raised, bursting forth from the tomb, new life all around us. And for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere anyway, And for those of us in the northern climes of the northern hemisphere, it feels as if spring has finally come, that we are seeing flowers and we're seeing leaves on trees and we're seeing all of those kinds of things. And so it's easy to understand how people of faith in the northern hemisphere have often tied in spring with Jesus' resurrection, the return of new life and Jesus transforming life through the power of the resurrection. And I can understand that connection, and yet I would offer a word of caution. Because as we've said before, Jesus is raised to a new and different sort of being. And while we certainly look forward to the return of spring, that is a part of the cycle of God's creation. And that is separate and distinct from the resurrection. The resurrection points us to a new way of being, a new existence. And springtime reminds us that this existence, this life, has moments to celebrate as well. So my invitation to you is, even if you can't do it whenever you've listened to this devotion, my invitation is to take a moment wherever you are, get outside, feel some leaves or some tree bark, smell a blossom, feel the sun or the rain or the wind upon your face. Remember that we came forth from this creation, and one day we will return to it. And then once we have returned to the dust from which we came, we will await. We will await to hear Jesus call toward that resurrection to the new existence, the way in which he has pioneered. Well, that's probably enough for one Saturday. Short story, be thankful that we live in this great creation that God has provided for us. Be hopeful in the resurrection of Jesus. Breathe deeply and celebrate. God bless you all. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have delivered us from the dominion of sin and death and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. And we pray that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his love we may raise to the eternal joys, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.